I'm Rachel Easter. I'm a water bacteriologist chemist. That's just a fancy way of saying I test the drinking water for the city of Dayton. So I work in water supply and treatment. I've been with the water department for 4 years now. I do microbiological and chemical testing. So things like pH, alkalinity, hardness, all that jazz. And then bacteria, we test all the time. We don't have bacteria though, because it's gross. And I do quality control testing. My job is interesting because it's never the same day to day. And I really like that. So one day I will be just in the lab doing running tests. Some days I'm in the water treatment plants collecting samples. We go to people's houses. If they call us up and say, hey, my water tastes funny, looks funny, smells funny, we actually go to their house, test their water from their tap, in their sink, in their kitchen, whatever, and then bring it back and run tests on it. And that is always interesting because the people of Dayton are crazy, but I absolutely love it. We test lime, which is like limestone. That's something that we put in the water to soften it to make it less hard. And then occasionally I get to do really fun random things like climb water towers. Yeah, you have a question? Go ahead. All right, so water, so there are lots of things in the water, and it's not hard like a solid, but water hard, it's just a term for the amount of calcium or magnesium in the water. So if you've ever been to a house out in the country where they have well water, you see it'll leave like a white ring on stuff, or like if you wash your hands, it makes your hands really dry. That's water hardness. So it's made of calcium and magnesium. That's an excellent question. No, we don't taste test. We use a laboratory. We use science. But no one, our water's never made anybody sick. That's why I do what I do, to make sure the water is clean, safe to drink, all that good stuff. So, what I think is more important during these sessions is to talk about like how I got here, how I got to do this job, and how maybe you guys want to do something like that. Also, so I went to Trotwood, I graduated in 2009. So I'm exactly where you guys sat. I sat, I went to school in the same building, all that jazz, took swim and dive, all that. I was second in my class, so, you know, challenge accepted. While I was at Trotwood, I went to Sinclair. I did PSEO, so I went to Sinclair half a day, went to Trotwood half a day. Because I did that, I also went to Sinclair during the summers. When I went to Trine University, where I got my bachelor's degree, I graduated in 3 years. So I was 20 years old, had a bachelor's degree already. That's pretty nifty. But I was also, obviously, I was a nerd. I mean, thank you.
You do college credit plus.
Okay, all right. So you guys, all right, you guys, yes, please, no, for real. Look, let me tell you, so Sinclair is like $36 a credit hour. Where I went to school, Trine University, was $286 a credit hour. So I saved an entire year's worth. I saved a good $20,000 by doing a year while I was in high school at Sinclair. So I got a bachelor's degree in forensic science and chemistry. Obviously, I don't use the forensic science whatsoever. Maybe I will someday, maybe not, I don't know. But I use the chemistry each and every day. When I graduated college, I had $21,000 worth of debt. That seems like a lot, but comparative to the national average is like $85,000. So really, not bad at all. Very manageable. You get 10 years to pay back your student loans. I did it in 2 years. But that's because I majored in a hard science and I got a job as a scientist. So when I first graduated, I really wanted to be a forensic scientist. I wanted to be a CSI, like you see on TV. Well, those aren't real. It's not a real job, so don't try to do that. It didn't work out for me. But I applied to work at the Miami Valley Regional Crime Lab. So I put my application in. I was like, I really want to do this job. I'm super excited. And they were like, yeah, call us back in 3 to 5 years when you have some lab experience. And I'm like, dreams crushed, right? But that's how your life path finds you. I really love what I do, and I don't know that I'll ever pursue forensics, even though that's what I studied and that's what I was passionate about. I really, really like my job. So I am now at the 3 to 5 year mark. I certainly could apply to go work at a crime lab, but I really like water. I really feel like I'm doing something important. I'm making a difference. And I like working for the government. Like, I would never go to private sector. I would never work for a company. If I moved anywhere, I would stay within the government. But it was definitely a path to get here. So like I said, I applied for a job that I obviously didn't get. And then I did some temp work in some laboratories here and there. And then I found myself without a job and still had bills to pay. So I actually went back to Trotwood in 2013 and I taught for a hot minute. I did long-term subbing and I taught chemistry, material science, and I taught swim and dive in gym. Cause you gotta do what you gotta do. Your substitute teachers make $90 a day. I was like, I can handle that, you know, to glorified babysitting. And then from there, I got a job as a contractor at Procter & Gamble. I was a biotechnical analyst, so I worked on oral care research and development, so basically making toothpaste better. It was a cool job. I liked what I did, but I wasn't doing anything. I was just a cog in the machine, you know? I was just making money for the man. Yes.
You said for a sub, you made 90 a day, right?
Yeah, not too bad. And then so I applied for the water department. The water department called me back. The water department called me back a year and a half later. Not like 2 weeks later, not a month later, a year and a half later, they called me back and said, hey, do you want to interview for that job you applied for? And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, but sure, why not? And I didn't think I wanted to leave the job I was at. I was really enjoying what I was doing. And I thought I wouldn't leave that job unless I had a forensics job. So at that job at Procter & Gamble, I was making $15 an hour. And I went, I was like, I'll just go just to practice my interview skills. So I went, I interviewed, I clearly interviewed well. They called me up and they said, do you want to come work for the water department? And I'm like, well, I don't know. And then they said, well, you can make $23 an hour. And I was like, all right, I'll be there on Monday. Like, not even a question. Like, who wouldn't jump from $15 an hour to $23 an hour, even if it wasn't exactly what I wanted to do yet? So I was like, I'll just hang out in the water department for a little while and, you know, see, you know, just make good money, stack up money, pay off my student debt. And so I did that. And now, like, I mean this in the most loving way possible, but I am trapped. Like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not leaving the water. I'm going to do another 30 years. I'm going to retire. I'm going to have excellent benefits. I get all the good holidays off. I work 7 to 3:30 Monday through Friday. I'm on call on every fourth weekend, which just means I have to keep this, like, ugly flip phone with me and basically answer to water emergencies, which happen, like main breaks and things like that. I have to test things from that. But now I make $28 an hour. So in 4 years, I went from $23 an hour to $28 an hour, which is $48,800 to $59. So I have increased my income $10,000 in 4 years by working for the government. Right? Exactly. So I'm not going to go anywhere. Why would I want to give that up? But also, my job is rewarding. And also, it's not that hard. I'm going to be 100% honest. What I do every day, not that hard. We have a high school intern. Well, I guess he's in college now. He graduated from Dunbar. He goes to Sinclair now. He can do 95% of what I do for my job. But you have to have a college degree. So getting the college degree was really tough. You guys go to Trailwood. I went to Trailwood. Let's just say I didn't get the best math education back in the day. Right? How old am I? I'm 26 years old. I'm still not good at algebra. Okay? I took AP calculus. I took calculus in college. I'm still not good at algebra. But I didn't let that get in my way. So I had a tutor. I studied with best friends. I did everything I needed to do to get the job done, to get my C+ in calculus, to get my degree in chemistry. So it was a lot of work. College was hard. But now I make buku bucks and my job's not that stressful. At the end of the day, so I get off at work at 3:30, then my time is mine. I can do whatever I want. I don't have things to study for. I don't have tests. I can do whatever I want from 3:30 p.m. until 7 a.m. the next day. And that's one of the things I like the best. I have all the free time in the world. And that is something that, you know, you won't understand until after you're out of college, but you can't put a price on that. That is, like, literally invaluable. But there are also a lot of good jobs that don't require college. So obviously I went to college, that's the career path I chose, but we also have water operators and water supply and treatment. So they run the plant, they actually make the water. I just test the water, they make the water. And depending on how much you wanna work or how hard you wanna work, they make anywhere from $40,000 to $80,000 a year. We had an operator make $80,000 a year because we're very short staffed at the moment. And in the next 5 to 7 years, nearly 75% of the people are going to retire. So there's going to be crazy job openings in the water department. And since we're short staffed, they get time and a half. So whatever they make that plus one and a half on top of that. So when I work overtime, I make $41 an hour. Yes. How do you make water? Well, really, we just pump it out of the ground. We treat it. So we don't make it. We don't, like, add hydrogen and oxygen or anything like that. Where's the application at? Online. We do have internships. So if any of you guys are interested, I'm going to give your teacher my card. We have both college and high school interns. And our interns get paid too. I think they make between $10 and $14 an hour. So that's crazy money to do pretty easy work. And then that's a pathway to get hired. Because when you've been, you know, interning us with 2-3 years, and then we see your name on a resume, your resume is going to go to the top of the pile. Also, it's not hard to work with us. We're nerds, so our social skills are a little lower, but we're all decently good people. I keep it real. We're all decently good people, and it's pretty fun. We have a good time. And like I said, one of the, like, highlights of what I've done is I got to climb, like, one of those giant, big 135-foot water towers just for fun. It had nothing to do with my job. I didn't have to do any work. I was just up there sightseeing just to kick it.
So, like, what subjects you got to be good at?
For my job, I got a degree in chemistry, but you can, it's what's called a hard science. So hard sciences are ones that contain math, like chemistry, physics, stuff like that. But really, chemistry, biology, environmental science are the main, like, in my lab. Operators, only have high school degrees. So they have to be decent at math because you have to take a hard test to become an operator. But other than that, you just got to be able to like pay attention. That's, you know, and if you study well and test well, then, you know, then you're in there. So for the operators, you just have to make it out of high school, which I presume if you guys are here today, you're obviously cream of the crop. You're going to make it. You're going to be just fine. All right. Now on to the next.
Thank you.